Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, farmers to benefit from greenhouse project and later or proverb of the day. Stay tuned to find out more. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us.
Yo, Michael, how are you?
Well, I'm there, I'll take up the old computer, I forgot dash away.
But the electronics that you?
Electronic waste, for be exact. In our work.
You don't know, so the National Solid Waste Management Authority launched a pilot program for collect all e-waste, such as cell phones, tablets and laptops, printers, chargers, keyboards, and them something there.
So play your part. Jamaica's beauty, a few with duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
More than 100 farmers in Manchester, St. Elizabeth and St. Anne are to benefit from a $200 million high-tech farming project involving 20 greenhouses at 8 water storage facilities. The locations are Rose Hill, Blue Mountain and Content in Manchester, Myersville in St. Elizabeth, Schwellenberg, Tobolsky, 9 miles at Watttown in St. Anne. The water harvesting and greenhouse cluster project will accommodate 20 greenhouses at each of the 8 locations, with one farmer responsible for each facility. The greenhouses will be built on mined out lands, with the Jamaica Bauxite Institute doing the preparation of the sites to facilitate the farms. The land will be provided by the bauxite mining companies, with supporting services from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund's Rural Economic Development Initiative, READY.
This initiative is in keeping with the ministry's and JBI's stated commitment to enhance bauxite communities by encouraging the productive use of mined out bauxite lands for agriculture, housing, and other purposes.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. The project is being funded by JSIF at $153 million and the Jamaica Bauxite Institute at $54 million. Minister Robinson says the program, which includes water harvesting, will contribute to poverty reduction.
The Water Harvesting and Greenhouse Cluster Project is certainly one of the single largest investments made in small-scale commercial agriculture in rural Jamaica. It is comparable to the Ministry of Agriculture's AgriParks program, both in terms of its potential economic and social impact and its total coverage.
Other components of the project include the provision of pesticide storage and bathroom facilities, packaging sheds, solar water pumps, irrigation systems, and seedlings for 160 farmers.
The farmers who are involved in this project, you have been provided with a rare opportunity with the assistance provided by JBI and JSIF, including the critical protection from drought, the training, the relevant infrastructure. You have a responsibility to ensure that you take care of these greenhouses, you manage your production and business transactions diligently.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Similar projects will be developed in several farming communities across the island.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
And now for a proverb of the day.
You can't carry two faces under one hat.
And this means, practice what you preach. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the GIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.